Okay. Yeah, can we just turn to Matthew? Matthew 24. Now, as I was saying, you know, I was asking Weixiang before this session, you know, what do you hope to receive out from this? Now, he spoke about the worldview, yeah, the Christian worldview. I thought it's very good. It's something I want to build on and what I want to give you for this very first session. And that's the foundation, right? So we need to know the world. Now, all of you being put right here, probably people say the top-notch education institution. And people have entrained your hearts on you are the leaders tomorrow. You're going to make an impact the society. You're going to shape the society tomorrow, you know. Now, the thing is, if you don't get your worldview right, now you will end up being influenced and led by the world instead of impacting the world. And God has put us in this world and this opportunity to receive this education, you know. So probably for some of us, you know, we didn't really think that big. You know, we just end up here in NUS, you know, and just want to get it over with. You know, for me, I'm like that. Okay. I don't know for which, you know, man, for me, it's coming here, get things over with, you know, until God puts in me a worldview. And after you have the worldview, you know what you're studying for, you know. There is a purpose. That what I'm here accumulating knowledge, you know. And so you need to get a perspective right. And let me say for a start now. Now, the world is very informative now. You know, everything you hear in this world, news, opinion, now, they are all rigorously debated, am I right? Everything is being discussed. And then some of you, are you in CF? Yeah, CF. You know, some of you, Michelle, you know, in CF. And it is in Christian fellowship. You know, nowadays, you know, going to Christian fellowship, people are very concerned about, you know, society issues, am I right? LGBT, abortion, and policies in the country. What does it mean for our faith? You know, people like to discuss big things, you know, big ideas in this institution. But now, I thought, you know, when you're in this kind of environment, you know, you're influenced, you thought, you know, oh, then what should my view be? You know, we're absorbed into that, you know, what should my view? Should I have a Christian stand? But, I mean, honestly speaking, at the end of it, if you're in this kind of session, I'm sorry to say, it's just empty talk in the end. What after all these big ideas? What after all these rigorous debates? How are you going to live for the gospel? How are you going to save souls, people? How are you going to guard your hearts, you know, in this world when you are living, where there is perplexity and difficulties in our lives, you know, and all? So it all boils down to the worldview. What do you see of this world and you living in this era? And what is that glorious thing that promise that God has given us? Okay, I want all of you to know that first, alright? So don't worry about all the society issues. All these things will fall in place and get your worldview right. And I said, you know, all of you are going to be here for a very short time, 3 or 4 years. For you, 4 years? Weixiang? 1 year plus, I thought just a few more months. No. Oh, next year. Okay, so you say 1 year plus now. So, you ask yourself first, what are you going to get at the end? You say, what are you going to end? A qualification, a degree? Or probably at the end of it, some friends to hang out with when I go work, you know? But what else? Oh, I managed to pursue an interest, you know, I studied, you know, what I like, you know. Probably it's like that, you know, probably. So, what I'm trying to say now is, when I reflect back, I was like preparing this message and I'm thinking through, when I reflect back my NUS life, I said my NUS life would have no meaning at all if all my studying here does not have anything to do with saving the world. No, okay? So I'm going to, very first short message, 15 minutes, I'm going to show you from Bible, what is the worldview that a Christian should have? So now, if you go to Matthew 24, verse 12. Notice the Bible says here, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Now, that's a fact, and it's a reality now. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And God is coming to save his people. And this gospel, now that's the conclusion of everything in this world, the existence of this world. The conclusion is this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Now, don't close up your Bible, okay? We're going to read through this, okay? Verse 12 first. Now, I read again. The increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Now, this is what it is going to be of the world. Now, before you ask, what is the worldview, no, Christian worldview? First of all, you must know this is what is going to be of the world. There will be two things. Number one, increase in wickedness. Number two, the love of most will grow cold. Now, don't just know. Confirm this right here in NUS. Now, what does it mean right here? Can you see the wickedness increase? Can you see it now? Where's the wickedness in NUS? Where is it? Because this is what's going to be, okay? Where's the wickedness right here? Now, if you come around, now you come to NUS, no, where got wickedness, you know? Nice people here, look at the culture, we have fiesta, charity work, you know, last time in NUS, you know, we have some people organize, you know, trips to undeveloped countries, you know, help poor people. Well, those things are, now these are the gleams of the good works of human. Now people see all these things and then they say, no, where is the wickedness? So they feel the Bible is not so relevant, you know. Now listen carefully, huh? When the Bible says wickedness, it always have, it simply means godlessness to start with. You understand what it means by wickedness? Now, wickedness, you don't mean, you know, people go around killing each other. No. Wickedness always mean godlessness to start with. So there will be more and more good works done in this world, in every institution, without the need for God and His salvation. There will be more knowledge learned, accumulated, without the need for God's knowledge. People learn about Bible knowledge, right? Now you have CF here, VCF, where people learn about Bible knowledge. But I mean, honestly, they always take a back seat. You realize? They always take a back seat. What takes the front seat? Science, psychology, law, accountancy, business, engineering, architecture, everything. These are the things people believe in, even as they read the Bible. You know, these are the things people use to apply in their daily lives, you know. So, everything of the Bible is just knowledge, takes a back seat, and all. So when these happen, now you understand the connection. When this wickedness, disregard for God, just letting God take a back seat as an added knowledge, you know. When these happen, the consequences is the love of most will grow cold. And you get the self-centeredness, self-serving. Now, let's think through what is love. Have you ever thought through what is love? You know? How do you love a person? Now, let me say this. When you love someone, how are you able to love him genuinely? That is, you love that person's soul first. You get what I'm trying to say? Okay? You love the person's soul. He or she is created with an eternal soul. No matter what kind of personality. You know, usually we love a person, we like a person, personality, you know. He's nice, he helped me, you know. He's a good person, you know, kind. No. You love a person by knowing the truth that he or she is created with a soul. And that soul is them. That soul is cursed. And that's why, you know, from there, you start to look at a person differently. You look at your classmates differently. You look at your lecturers differently. And, you know, what is it about this human being that deserves my love? You know? And so even when you accumulate all the knowledge in this world, you know, and you mix with different kinds of people, intercultural, you know, and you see people with all sorts of problems, troubles, poverty, inability. Now, when you could love someone like that, not because he's poorer than you, he's more inferior than you, he's more pathetic than you, but because his soul doesn't know where it's going. You get what I mean? No, that's the fundamental. And when you cannot love like that, when you cannot love like that, what comes out from your love is just human love. It's limited love. Very finite love and all. Now, I always share about when I was in NUS, I have a very grouchy friend here, you know. He's always complaining, you know, he doesn't have friends, you know. I still remember all this stretch of roads, you know, walking down with him, you know. I'm trying to counsel him and all. I'm still in contact with him, you know. Even until today, you know, I actually wanted to invite him for Christmas and he ended up, he was hospitalized, you know. So I just get to know from Facebook yesterday, so I asked him what happened, some virus, you know. But the thing is, I still remember, there's nothing pleasant in him. And then with him, he's just complaining, you know. He's like, sucks, this lecturer, you know, that classmates, you know, I don't know what they're talking about, you know, tutorial, you know. There's nothing pleasant in that person, you know, but I don't know why I keep sticking with him, you know. It's not as if I don't have other friends, you know, but I just feel that his soul is something that I saw through and I'm responsible about, you know. God has brought him, you know, he knows the existence of God, you know. He has, I don't know, he has been a Christian, you know, but his faith is nowhere in sight now, you know. So what I mean is love. Now, if we don't know how priceless the soul is, now, your love for man will grow cold. And that's, you know why? Because there's nothing good in a man that can captivate you forever. Nothing. Except the fact that he has a soul to be saved, though, especially in this age of godlessness. I can tell you that the relationship between people will get more surface. The friendship between people gets more transactional. Now, you ask about it when I'm here studying, you know, you're with people, your friends, you know, everything is quite transactional. Now, people are with you because they benefit. People are with you because of the fun you give, you know, and all. And so, in a nutshell, what I'm going to say from verse 12 is, godlessness will always lead to self-centeredness. Now, that's the main thing. Increase in wickedness, the love grow cold. You see the connection? Godlessness, disregard for God, and will always lead to self-centeredness, self-serving. None. And then, in this context, what is God says? And the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Now, how do you stand firm? That's where your worldview must be firm. Now, okay, I'm coming to the end. Where does your worldview come from now? Verse 14. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world. Whole world, okay? Not just your family, not just this campus, okay? Whole world, as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. Now, listen, number one, I'm going to tell you, when you are here, what's the most important thing? When you read verse 24, and when you join CF, you know, and you get into all this discussion, as I've said just now, don't get into the social issue first, or LGBT, you know, abortion, race issues. Don't get into this first. What is everything in this world for? What is the corruption and wickedness of the world leading us to? What? From verse 24. Anyone can tell me? Verse 24. Are you with me? Verse 24. Okay, alright. Verse 14. Sorry about that. Verse 14, okay. Can you get it from the verse? Let me ask again, okay? What is everything in this world for? Where is all this corruption, wickedness of the world leading us to? It's leading us to have the gospel preached. You get from verse 14? To have the gospel preached. So why are you studying here? Why is this opportunity given you to accumulate knowledge here? Is it because you did better in A-levels that you end up here? No. God brought all of us here for the gospel to be preached. You get the idea? No. I want to skew your worldview. Because the world has so many things that captivate us. Well, what to learn, what to see, you know, what to know, society, you know, what issues. No, everything is there. Everything happens in this world. Everything, you know. The trade wars, everything, you know. But everything is for what? Even the day-to-day tutorial, lecture, is to have the gospel preached. Okay? As simple as that. Alright? That's number one. And then, the gospel, next, the gospel preached. So the gospel must go into where? Verse 14? Yeah, the world. That's why you are studying about the world now. You get what I mean? That's why you are studying engineering, business, psychology, building projects, and then for me, I studied politics. Why are you studying about the world? You ask the question, oh God, because I choose it. Or because I have no choice, I'm left with this choice, no? You know, I didn't choose politics, no, that's given. But God made me study this so that I can bring to the world the gospel. That's that, right? So, the gospel to be preached. And the gospel doesn't confine to who you know. It's to the world. You are going to meet people in this world. Meet people in your trade. You are going to meet people in your sphere of influence and you're going to give them the gospel. That must be your world view first. The world is still existing now. Not because of America or China or the trade goes on. No, it's existing now because of the gospel. It can just disappear in a second when the gospel has been preached to all nations and every single end. Okay? And there goes all your lectures and your tutorial, everything, you know, so everything will end. Okay? Just simple as that, you know? That's the reality. That's the ultimate reality, I would say. So listen carefully, okay? So what you, having the gospel preached to the world must be your supreme worldview. You know what I say? Supreme worldview. Then from this supreme worldview, everything will fall in place. Which person I'm going to marry in this world? Okay? What I'm going to do for a living in this world? Where I'm going to go? You know, can I have fun in this world? You know, everything will fall in place. You know, everything. Now, the thing is, I find very, very few Christians with this supreme worldview. Do you notice that? We are just getting distracted, busy with every other thing, every other topics, you know, the talks in this world, discussion, everything else, you know. But where is the supreme worldview? You don't have the supreme worldview, you're not going to have everything falling in place. Alright? And then the Bible says, okay, the third thing, what does the Bible say? Verse 14 again, you will preach the gospel to the world, right? As a testimony to all nations. As a testimony to all nations. So the gospel must carry a centrality, centrality. So every time, okay, people miss this. They are not preaching the gospel. What do I mean by that? When we preach our gospel to our friends, even to your CF friends, whichever, you know. Now, you understand, what kind of testimony are you bringing to them? I am telling them, hey brother, you cannot do this without the Savior. You cannot overcome this depressive problem, you know, or your stress of your studies without the Savior, without Jesus. Now, that's the testimony. Now, we got a bad testimony. So I can be talking about a lot of things. I've been walking down, you know, to the bus stop with my friends, you know, talking to them, counseling them, you know, hey brother, you know, everything, you know. But at the end of it, hey, brother, now that's one thing you must know. You need to go back to God, you know. And I have come, so I'm a testimony to all of you, okay? I'm a testimony. I've studied here. I know nothing about what I'm going to be, you know, after I graduated. All I know is this worldview. The gospel must be preached to the world. Then after I graduate, no, I had a family, ordinary family. I raised an ordinary family. I raised an ordinary church. This life church is ordinary, okay? But with all this ordinary commonality, no, we are bringing the gospel to the ends of the world. Do you saw that, Rachel? I mean, you understand what I'm trying to say? No. We are being shaped by what the world tells us, your condition, what you are, what you can do, your ability, your capacity. We are being shaped by this. None of us really get our supreme worldview very firm. And that's why we are being deceived along the way, you know, deceived, you know, oh, what should I do? I'm aimless, you know. And sometimes in the course of studying, you know, you don't like certain modules, you know, yeah, have I chose the wrong module or have I chose the wrong subject? So whichever, you know, distracted, you know. But where is the centrality? Once you get that supreme worldview right, everything will fall in place. I mean, let me assure all of you, I'm a testimony. That's why I'm coming here, giving this testimony. Now, I've read this so many times. I know where the world is going. I know what the world is trying to tell you to believe. And the world promise you a future if you do this well, if you graduate well, if you abide to the system. No, it's the promise of God. You can be so ordinary, so common, yet you hold on to this worldview. You will see God fulfill everything. Everything that you did, you studied, or you are, will be used for the kingdom to accomplish verse 14. Alright? So in a nutshell, I'm going to say, okay? I always tell university students, again, and people, you know, you have good brains, you know, you can study, you know, you can think. No, usually these are the people that impact the world, but they use everything they have for the world, you know. But I tell you, you know, Christians, if you only have a family view, you can only bless a family. If you only have a societal view, you only bless the society at most, you know. But you have a worldview, the right Christian worldview, you will save the whole world. And you will bless everyone around you, including your loved ones. Okay. Because your family, this society, this nation is all in this world. And God loved the world. He came for the world. So if you share that worldview with God, that heartbeat with God, now you're going to see the fulfillment of verse 14 in your campus life. You know? Because after 4 years, once you graduate, huh, the society will be ever more real. It will shape you, you know, it will put you in a rat race and all. And it's never ending. That's why I come to a point in our lives we went full time, you know, and we know what we are in for, you know, in this life. And so don't worry so much about any non-ideal situation you have now, okay? And get a supreme movie right. Alright? Okay? Alright, that's what I have for you, okay?